course, the 23rd anniversary of the horrific attacks on America, September 11th, 2001. And I know a lot of people doing a lot of reflecting today, but also wondering what is something they can do to honor the men and women that lost their lives and all the heroes who sprang into action on that day as well. Well, there is something you can do coming up this Saturday that I've been proud to be a part of for the past few years, and B105 as well. It is called the Tunnel to Towers 5K, and it takes place in Crescent Springs, Kentucky. And joining us on the phone right now, the lady who puts that all together and is a wonderful person for doing it, Leslie Allen is here. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Doing good. You know, just a lot of memories today, you know, of that September morning when all this went down. And that's what Tunnel to Towers is all about.
Tunnel to Towers is a foundation that was started by the family of Stephen Siller. Stephen was an off-duty FDNY firefighter. He was actually going to golf with his brothers that day. And it was a beautiful day. It would have been a perfect day to golf. But he heard about a plane hitting the Twin Towers. So he turned around and headed back to his firehouse in Brooklyn. By the time he got there, everybody was gone. So he grabbed his gear, hopped back in his truck, and headed towards the Twin Towers. He made it as far as the Brooklyn Tunnel before he was stopped due to all the evacuation. So at that point, Stephen did what firefighters do. He put on all of his gear and he set out on foot and ran through the Brooklyn Tunnel to the Twin Towers, where he, along with 342 other FDNY firefighters, lost his life. So his family didn't want him to be remembered for the evil of that day. They wanted to show that there was more good in the world than evil and make sure that we didn't forget about the events of that day. So they started the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and they retrace Stephen's footsteps every year running through the Brooklyn Tunnel to the Twin Towers. And they have runs all across the country, like the one we're having here in Northern Kentucky this weekend, to make sure that we never forget.
And it's a wonderful thing because I've done this in the past, and this takes place basically Crescent Springs Villa Hills Park over there, where, if you don't know, they have an absolutely beautiful memorial for 9/11 with actual pieces of the girders from a couple of the towers there and stones and monuments and things. It's worth seeing. And firefighters from all across the tri-state show up to run this 5K in their gear.
Absolutely. You know, that's the way of honoring Stephen and the other firefighters who were lost, is that they put on their gear and they think about the sacrifice that was made. They think about the brothers that were lost.
So we want people to start lining up at around 7:30, and it actually gets underway about 8?
Yes, so things will get underway about 8. You know, all the money that we raise will go to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And what they do is they have programs that provide smart homes for catastrophically injured soldiers and pay off the mortgages for the families of first responders and our military that are killed in the line of duty. So it's a great cause. They've also, in the past couple of years, started a project to try to end veteran homelessness. So they are really all about taking care of the people that are out there fighting and serving to protect us.
If somebody, Leslie, wants to sign up right now, where can they do that?
They can register at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. There's a whole list of runs across the country. Make sure you pick the Northern Kentucky run. You can also show up at the park on race day. We'll start registration at 7 a.m. and then the actual event will get underway about 8. This is not something that's just for runners. It's for young, old, fast, slow. You know, you can run, you can walk, bring out your family. If we don't teach our kids about 9/11, then we won't keep our promise to never forget.
Exactly. Leslie Allen, thank you very much. Sign up right now, t2t.org, or just be at the park in Villa Hills, Crescent Springs, Saturday morning at 7 to register. Leslie, thank you.
Thank you, Dave. I'll see you Saturday morning.